The Royal Pavilion was converted into an Indian hospital, and a great many Indian soldiers were treated for their wounds. A great many died of their wounds. Their bodies were taken onto the hills of Pachim and cremated. This spot is known as the Chatri. All around the pavilion were ornamental iron railings, now gone, and fixed to these was a closely boarded wooden fence about 8 feet high for privacy, to stop the general public from peering in. As some of the Indian soldiers got better of their wounds, a good many had arms and legs amputated. They wanted a little more freedom, and so it became a familiar sight to see a crutch flung over at the high fence, and then another crutch, followed by an Indian soldier with one leg scrambling over the high fence. He would gather up his crutches quickly, and off he would go, probably to visit some friends he had made, or to a hideaway club to have a sly drink. After the 1914 to 1918 war came to an end, the Indian government were so thankful to the inhabitants of Brighton for the hospitality we gave to their wounded soldiers that they had built at their own expense a great magnificent gateway at the south end. Carved into the stonework on one side of the gateway are these words: "This gateway is the gift of India in commemoration of her sons who, stricken in the Great War, were tended in the pavilion in 1914 and 1915.
Go through the archway and turn left into North Street, passing the small roundabout, and into Castle Square, and continuing along towards the Old Steen. Cross the busy Old Steen, using the pedestrian crossings, until you reach the Old Steen Cafe in Steen Gardens.